My mother says I'd lose my head if it wasn't attached to my body. Too bad my phone isn't also attached somewhere. I left it at school again. I know this because it butt-dialed our landline at home. I have no idea why. Ever since I dropped it in the toilet, it's been glitchy. When I pick up, I hear a muffled motor in the background. I'm hoping that means the phone is in my locker and the noise is Mr. Kennedy, the custodian, using the big floor polishing machine. Then the sound dies abruptly. That either means Mr. Kennedy finished polishing or my phone died. It's super old, so a battery charge lasts a millionth of a second. I jump on my bike. Chokecherry is a pretty small town, but we live on the opposite side, so it's a long ride. Well, I'm used to it, though. I always leave something at school, and 9 times out of 10, I have to go back to get it. Mom and Dad would give me a lift, but then they'd know. "I'm going out," is all the detail I provide. Thanks to the new security, every single door to the school is locked. But I still go from entrance to entrance, banging and yelling, hoping that Mr. Kennedy is close enough to one of them to hear me over the roar of the polisher. To my surprise, the door to the boys' locker room swings open when I kick it. I'm in. I'm entering the school from the back corner that leads out to the football field, but my locker is in the main hall, not far from the principal's office. The floor polisher sounds far away, maybe upstairs. I open my locker, and there it is, the world's oldest phone. I probably shouldn't have called it 11 times because it's sitting on a tray of poster paints, and all that vibrating has made the blue and yellow leak out together, raining green blobs down on my geography textbook. I'm president of the art club, so I've always got supplies in my locker and stains on my gym clothes, books, etc. Last year, I got charged a $50 cleaning fee to remove the melted pastel from my iPad screen. Like it's my fault the temperature went up to 100 the weekend before the last day of school. I checked the phone. Dead. Just like I suspected. I shut my locker and turned to leave. Only, I don't leave. I freeze. I blink, and blink again, struggling to wrap my mind around what I'm seeing. It's spray-painted in red on the blank expanse of wall above the staircase leading to the second story. That large X, with each arm continued at a right angle. I stare at it in horror and disbelief, hoping that my eyes are deceiving me, and this ugly red symbol is something other than what I know it is. A swastika.